plate a potential nugget.
Let me move to a different theme, Rajiv, transitioning from focusing on doing to being. Can you bring that to life for us? In the book, you give a couple of examples on what that means. You know, even in the case of delegation, you actually outline what a doing approach might be like and what a being approach could look like. Can you expand on that here?
Yeah, sure. I think, again, really powerful point here, Deepak, which is, firstly, let me just give you a sense of what this whole idea is, right? It's and particularly for your listeners, is, you know, one subconscious belief that drives our life, and we are not even aware of it consciously, is the belief of doing, having, and being. And what I mean by that is, once I can do X, I will have Y, and I will be in a state of Z, right? Example, once I can work hard and get promoted, I will have more time, money, and flexibility, and I will be happier, right? That's how many of us have thought like that. The reality is, it's a mirage, because no sooner than you get promoted, you are busier than ever before. And in fact, now you're not necessarily as happy because you're already looking at the next promotion that you want. And we are in this vicious circle. And also, we've put our happiness, which is what we really wanted in the first place, on hold till such time we get this promotion, right? And and that promotion is not in our control, by the way, right? Or at least not fully in our control. So we are postponing our state of being, which is what we deeply desired, and getting busy with the doing. And the way to change that up and to rebalance it in our life is to start from place of being, which is to say, you know, what do I want? What kind of a person do I want to be? Oh, I want to be happy, let's say, for a minute. And then amplifying that, making sure we are paying attention to that in whatever we are doing. It's okay if you work hard and wish to get promoted, do that. But all along, don't put your happiness on hold. Make sure you are happy doing what you're doing. Make sure you're prioritizing things that make you happy, even in the work you're doing in the office, and so forth. And so applying that principle to many aspects of our professional and personal life. So, for example, you brought about the point about delegation. So now, typically what happens is, let's say I've become more aware that, you know, I should delegate more and I should be more empowering. But again, with busy life, typically what happens is we say, oh, this is such a busy phase. This is such an important project. Once I can get through it, I'm going to start empowering my team more. That's a typical thought process, right? Once let me do this, then I will be that way.
Hmm.
As against that, if only we could take a little break from that and say, you know what? What if I start being empowering now in this busy phase, this important project, et cetera, that I'm getting so attached to, so worked up about? If only I can start empowering now, actually, I won't even be that busy in this project. So we are starting from the place of being. So it's we can apply it to anything, right? Like people say, oh, you know, one of the feedback I get is I need to be more strategic, et cetera, et cetera. And again, the same thing, right? This is such an operationally heavy project and I need to really get into the weeds of it. This is crucial. Once this is done, you know, I'm going to start learning to step back and start being strategic. If only I can start building the muscle and start being more strategic now when I have this crucial project, this would be the best place to be strategic, in fact, because it's such an important project. So you want to be strategic about it. And then so forth. So one of the things I tell people is, you know, walk into the office, sometimes throw your things to do list and replace it with a things to be list. You decide the kind of person, the kind of leader you want to be. And try it for a week or two. And every day say, what kind of a person or a leader I want to be? And try being that way, and you'll be surprised how the doing will take care of itself. So, for example, if you were to tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to be just more mindful as a leader, or I'm going to be more courageous, or I'm going to be more empowering, I'm going to be more strategic, or even in our personal life, I'm going to be more loving to my family, right? Rather than saying, I want to spend more time with my children, because you may spend more time, but if you are getting upset with them every 20 minutes, I don't know how good that quality of time was. You know, if you say I'm going to be more loving and more encouraging, more reassuring, or whatever is your need, that then you spend even 10 minutes instead of that 45 minutes, but they were loving moments. They'll be better spent than simply just, you know, the doing part.
When I work with a leader and discuss the action plan and the way forward based on the coaching agenda, one of the pieces I try and emphasize is to get them to focus as much on the to-be list as the to-do list. How do you want to show up for the people around you? And who do you want to be for them? Or how do you want to come across for them? Empathetic, thoughtful, vibrant, and so on. While knocking off things from the to-do list might make you efficient, focusing on the to-be list will ensure that you're effective in whatever you do. And as people become senior, very often I notice that effectiveness trumps efficiency.